Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. U.S. Treasury Secretary nominee Timothy Geithner today says, in response to written questions from a Senate panel considering his nomination, that a strong dollar is in the United States' interest. He also says that President Barack Obama believes that China is manipulating its currency. The committee, which is scheduled to consider Geithner's nomination today, released 102 pages of written questions to the nominee and his answers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 8,045. It's down 182 points. The NASDAQ at 1460 is down 47. The S&P 500 is at 820, now 821, and it's down 19.22.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on this Thursday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:03, up 1.5 on the open. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:73, up 1.25. 10 minutes into the trading session, that was the only contract that was trading in the pits. March corn at 3:89, down 1.25 on the open. May 3:99, down 2. July 4:10, down 1.25. December 4:33.5, down 2.25 on the open. March beans, 10:11, down 9.5 on the open. May, 10:20, down 9.25. July, 10:35, down 3.5. November, 10:69, down 5. January, 9:70, down 13 on the open. March soybean meal, 3:19, down 1:40 on the open. The May contract at 315.50, down 5.40. March soybean oil, 34.05, up 10 on the open. May, 34.25, down 7. February live cattle opened at 81.95, down 40 on the open. January feeders, 92.75, down 17.5. February lean hogs, 59.80, up 47.5. And February bellies, 82.05, up 5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Actually, you're in Chicago. You're on the road today. What you doing?
I'm attending a top producer seminar up here this week. They have about 600 farmers in here throughout the Midwest, and so I'm attending this seminar. A lot of WILL listeners up here.
I thought there might be, actually. What are you hearing from presenters that has caught your attention?
Nothing earth-shattering. You get more. It's interesting talking to producers and what's going on with the wheeling and dealing on input costs and that kind of stuff, because there is this market has really got a lot of the suppliers in a position. Actually, farmers are probably in the best position they ever have been as far as kind of naming their price. So it is interesting to see what's going on around the Corn Belt as far as input pricing is concerned.
Are you seeing that producers are willing to hold out into the bitter end? Is that what is in their mindset?
Oh, yeah. The ones that are holding out are getting some pretty good offers. The input suppliers are willing to deal a little bit. So it is kind of interesting to kind of hear some of their stories of what's going on the input front.
Let's turn our attention to some of the things that you do best, and that's, of course, the technical charts. you've been keeping your eye on. Let's begin with the beans today. One of the things that I've found a little bit interesting is we really are beginning to see a pickup in open interest in that March contract, and we're beginning to challenge some levels that that we haven't seen in a while.
Well, for the most part, you still have to kind of view us in a corrective phase of the, you know, December rally. I mean, we had a nice December, early January rally. And basically since the crop report, we've been in a consolidation correction phase. And this phase could be, you know, upwards of 3 weeks. We've kind of been in it for at least a week, 10 days. So that's the way I kind of view the market. As long as we don't break too far to the downside, so far we're holding some pretty good retracement levels. The market's a little choppy in here. So from a technical perspective, when you look back at the charts, we're still in a, what I would call a congestion phase, consolidation phase, as a result of the December type rally. Now, fundamentally, I mean, there's definitely, it's scary when you look at the fundamentals. I mean, demand, for corn is awfully weak. We have seen a pickup, in some interest in wheat. Soybean demand is good, but everybody's kind of thinking that it's not going to last too much longer here in the U.S., that we're going to start seeing world buyers basically begin focusing on South American supplies. There's no doubt that the weather adversities through the growing season in South America has kind of tucked in their production prospects. But still adequate at the moment. One of the key reasons we're a little weaker here today is the weather forecasts do look a little wetter here this morning compared to what they looked like yesterday. So we are, on the defensive here, at least during the first hour of trade here.
So this retracement rally that we've seen in corn from, I guess how you could book it, you could call it from, say, the December lows all the way into the January highs, and we retraced down to around the 50% level. Now we're moving back up. Are you of the mindset that this is a range that, you know, 429 on the top side and maybe 352 on the bottom side is where we're going to be kind of hanging our hat for a while?
Well, we need to kind of hold the trend line. If you draw a trend line off of the early December low and the correction that we had here about a week ago, and then of course we've had a little bounce, we need to kind of hold this 358-360 level, I think. As long as we hold above this trend line, we still have, I think, still shots at punching out that 429. But we do need to see a push on up into new highs, I would say, by the first half of next week, or otherwise I think the market then becomes vulnerable to weakness as we begin February, and the market would weaken into probably a mid-February low. So it's still we're holding above the 50-day moving average here today. We need to kind of hold above this 50-day moving average, and we need to kind of hold above this little uptrend line that we have traced out basically over the past 6-7 weeks here.
But the bottom line here in this market is, on the fundamental side, we need to see some demand somewhere.
We need to see a pickup of activity that gives people a feeling that we've kind of turned the corner on the demand front, and that one's a difficult one to see. Your energy values are on the defensive, but if you look back at the crude oil chart, there's reason to believe the crude oil is trying to make a stand down here, in the upper 30s, lower 40s, and if it does, then we can maybe see a little recovery, retracement rally in energy values, and I think that may end up helping the ag commodity world. But you can kind of see today the dollar, again, is real strong. There's still a general flight to quality issue in the marketplace. The Dow's down hard. It's one of these situations that the economy is, it's just going to take some time for the economy to sort a lot of things out, and then that kind of weighs on the ag commodities.
So bottom line, this that in the short term, the threat is more to the downside than to the upside potential.
Basically, what is known on the fundamental picture, you have to, be more concerned with downside price risk at this time than probably upside potential.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.